We are all very aware that Klal Yisrael at the moment finds itself in a very difficult and worrying matzav. It's a eis tzora, the melchoma in Eretz Yisrael. One hears some stories of anti-Semitism across the world, the demonstrations. And we are in a very worrying time. Chazal tell us a Gemara in Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Ches Omer Beis. Shali Talmidav es Rebbe Loza. The Talmidim asked Rebbe Loza, Mayase Udom v'yinutzel mechevloi shel Moshiach. What should a person do? What can a person do to save himself from the Chevle Moshiach, from the birth pangs, from the difficult times which will be before Moshiach will come, Be'ikvasa de Moshiach? And Rebbe Loza answered, and he said, Yasek b'toira uve gemilas chasudim. A person should be oisik b'toira, in limud ha-toira, shmiras ha-toira, and also in gemilas chasudim. And the Mefarshim explain that you need to concentrate on both chalukim of the Torah, the bein udam lemukayim and the bein udam lechaveroi. Today, I want to speak about the bein udam lechaveroi, the gemilas chasudim. The Gemara says it's not good enough just to learn Torah, to keep the Torah. Yasek b'Torah eve gemilas chasudim. We need to do gemilas chasudim as well. We have in this week's Pasha, in Pasha's Chaye Surah, Avraham Avinu sends Eliezer to find a shidduch for Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu, his son, is Yitzchak Avinu. He needs to get married. His wife, she's going to be one of the Imuhos. So Eliezer goes to look for a shidduch, somebody who's going to be on the Madrega to marry Yitzchak Avinu, to be the daughter-in-law of Avraham Avinu, to be the mother of Yaakov Avinu, and to be one of the Imuhos. And he makes a simon. Who is the girl who I know she's going to be that girl? V'hoyo hanaro asha oima aleya hati no kadech v'eshte v'omra shesei v'gam legam alecho ashke. That girl who not only is she going to give me to drink, she's even going to give all my camels, she's going to offer, let me give you camels as well. Oysa hoichachtecho La'avdecho le'Yitzchok. She is the one, Rabbi Shem, who you have chosen. She is the one who's worthy of marrying Yitzchak Avinu. And Rashi says, Re'i Eloi shtehei goy meles chasudim. She has proven herself that she has this middah of gemilas chasudim. V'kedai likuneis bebeisoi shel Avraham. And she's worthy of coming into the house of Avraham Avinu. And it's written a few psikim later that when Rivka came out and she gave Eliezer to drink and gave all the camels to drink, shteit in the pusik vayikoy to'om vayishtachvi l'Hashem. He bowed down. He saw what he had asked for had been fulfilled. In the Sefer Lev Eliyui fin Reb Elia Lopian zeicha tzadik livrucha, Fregte a gewaldige kasha, and he's got a yesoidistike mama on these psikim. And he asks as follows, Pele gudoil yesh lehispalekam. We have to wonder very greatly about what's going on here. We're looking for the shidduch, the correct girl who's going to be worthy of marrying Yitzchak Avinu. Now, we all know in the world of Shadichim, When you phone up somebody and you say to him, I hear you've got a son on the market. I hear you've got a daughter on the market. Tell me what type of boy, what type of girl are you looking for? Oh, there's a whole shopping list. He or she needs to have this, needs to have that, needs to be like this, needs to be like that. How many years is he going to learn in Koilel? How many this? A whole long shopping list. Here, Eliezer ignores everything. He's not interested to inquire anything about Rivka. There's one and one and only ingredient that she needs to have. Does she have this middah of Gemilas Chasudim? Freik Rebbe Yelopin? And what's with Yiras Shemayim? Why didn't he ask? Does she have Yiras Shemayim? I mean, at the end of the day, look what family she's coming from. She's a daughter of Basil. She's a sister of Luvon. And Chazal tell her, her town was a Mekoyma, was Anshe Resha. She came from a bad town. All the people were bad and evil people. She was surrounded by a family, by neighbors who were all Rishuim and Oivdei Avoy Dezura. We would have expected Eliezer would want to see some type of siman of Yiras Shemayim, of Rivka Imeini. You know, is she davening every day? Is she making bruchas? Whatever it should be. Does she know this is a Rabbeinu Shloilim in the world? How could it be that just this one thing, does she do chasudim? That's the one and only thing that he was interested in. And nothing else seems to count. He doesn't even bother to find out, to ask. So ask Rebbe Yelapian. This is a gross appeller. And he writes the following words, Mikol ze lomadni. From this we learn, Yesod gudoil v'chidish nifla. We learn out from this a gewaldig yesod, and it's also a big chidish. Ashelav kol moicha sovil do. Which not every person will understand now what I'm saying to Rebellion. I'm going to tell you a big chidish. Not everybody will understand this. Aval kein hiu emes. But despite this, this is the truth. Zukrab Elias follows. Although Yiras Shemayim is the most important quality, that's what we're looking for. That is the most important quality. Yiras Shemayim, like it's written by Avraham Avinu, that after he passed the test of the Akedah, the Rabbi Yishim said to him, Ata Yodati, now I know, Ki Yirei Elokim Ata, now you've proven that you are a true Yiras Shemayim. So that's the ultimate level, to have Yiras Shemayim. Writes Rabbi Elia, however, a person who he hasn't yet got Yiras Shemayim, but he has Midas Toivois. Mi sheyesh lo Midas Toivois, yesh boi hayesod. He's got the foundation, livnois es atzmoi, il hagia l'chol hamadregas hayosin alois. Somebody who's already shown that they have Midas Toivois, he has got what it needs. He's got the foundation that this person, once he's exposed to Yiras Shemayim, he will climb and climb and he will get there. We're not worried. He's going to get there. Masha Ein Kein. Somebody who's on the Madrega, unfortunately, is not on the Madrega of Midas Toivus. Just the opposite, Rais Rebellion. He's got bad Midas. Even if he learns and he davens, writes Rabbi Elia, very, very few people will be successful in being able to extricate themselves from their Midas Ruois and get to a level of true Yiras Shemayim with Midas Toivois. So although he might be davening and learning and trying, if he doesn't have the Midas Toivois, he's lacking the basis how to get to this level of Yiras Shemayim. And we find this, I'm just thinking now, Rebellion doesn't quote this It is a Beferish Gemara. We are all familiar with the story of Rochel Eishes Rabbi Kiva. She was a daughter of Kalba Savua, one of the richest people in Klal Yisrael. And she wanted to marry a Ben Torah, like we know. Because she went and she married Rabbi Kiva and she told him, I only marry you if you go off to learn in yeshiva. If she wanted to marry a Emes Ben Torah, so why didn't she say to her father, go into the yeshiva and ask Rosh Yeshiva for the best book in yeshiva and I'll be able to marry him. She didn't. She saw Rabbi Kiva and she saw, says the Gemara, that he was Tzonia Imala. She saw that he had in him this middah of tzinius. He wasn't a show off. And mala. He had inside himself moedika qualities. So asks the mashal, very nice. But she could still have taken any other book in yeshiva. So why did she choose him more than everybody else? Writes the mashal, because it's written a pusik ves tzinium chochma. You know where you'll find chochma? By those people who they have the middah of tzinius. Says the Mashur, it's true Rabbi Kiva was on a very low madrega, he was a total amahures. But Rochel Imeni was able to see that if he's going to develop his potential, he will climb higher than everybody else. Which is what happened. So she saw he had those two qualities of tzinius, imala, he had moedika malas. She knew that although now he's an Amud, he's going to come out higher and better and greater than everybody else. And then Lev Elio, he quotes in the Hagor underneath, it's not from Rebellion, I think it's Reb Shom Shvadron wrote this, I think, I'm not sure, quotes the words of Reb Chaim Vital. Reb Chaim Vital writes in his Sefer Shari Kedisha as follows. Inyan HaMidois, the Inyan of Midois, Hey mit vois ba'udam. This is ingrained in us, who we are. That's who we are, our middos, how we behave. Elefichach, and that's why, inyan hamidos haruois kushim min haveirois atzmom. Somebody who has got bad middos, that's even worse than doing haveirois. Ibezeh, and with this, tovimash omri chazal, you'll understand what Chazal tell us, kol hakoyis, anybody who loses his temper, ki'ili oived avoid azura. Such a chumma thing. A person loses his temper, you're making him into like an avoid azura, a oived avoid azura. Somebody loses his temper is not in control of his midas. Somebody's not in control of his midas, there's no knowing what he's going to do. Similarly, Chazal say, anybody who's a show-off, kolam is goer. The same thing. Is ke'ila oved avod voidazura. Says Reb Chaim Vital, v'hoven zeh ma'oid. You should really understand this. Kilioisam ikrim v'yesoidus. Because these are the ikrim, these are the main things. That's why loim nimni bechlal tariag mitzvahs. They're not part of the Tarek Mitzvahs, Midas Toivois, and it's not part of the Averus, Midas Ruois. Because that's our essence. Everything else comes only after that. The Tarek Mitzvahs are what we need to do. But who are we? What's our essence? That's our Midas. So our Midas are, in a way, says Reb Chaim Vital, even more important than the Mitzvahs, even more chomer than doing the Averus. That's our essence. V'nimtza, right, Reb Chaim Vital, it comes out. Ki yoyset surich lezua mi midas haruois, yoyset min kia mitzis asei veloys asei. We need to be even more careful. We need to put even greater stress on our behavior to ensure we have midas toivus and not midas ruos more than we do even about keeping the mitzis and keeping away from averus. Ki bioise bal midas toivois, when you have midas toivois, b'neikel yitayim kol hamitzvos, then it will become easy for you to keep all the mitzvos. So all the mitzvos are only once you have the basic foundation, which is Midas Toivos. There's a famous saying from one of the great tzaddikim, Reb Aaron Kalina. Baron Kalina said as follows, Atzvus is Nishken Aveira. Being depressed is not an Aveira. It's not written anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to be depressed. But Dus Vus Atzvus is Goyrim, Kenish Goyrim Zan the Geresta Aveira. This which Atzvus, which depression causes, the person gives up on themselves, they can't manage. The damage caused by depression cannot be caused by the greatest Aveira. And similarly, Simcha is not a mitzvah. It's not a chiv. You have to walk around with a smile on your face. But when a person is besimcha, that what Simcha brings out, makes him feel good about himself. He wants to do things. He wants to learn. He wants to daven. This is the Avoida. The Midas Toivas, to work, to have a positive attitude about yourself, a positive attitude about other people. Writes Reb Elia, now we understand why Avram Avini was so worried that Yitzchok Avini shouldn't marry the daughter of Eliezer. Eliezer was a Rosh Hashiva, Chazal tell us. Eliezer was a Zuken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. He wasn't just Stam the Gabba of Avram Avini. He wasn't just Stam his manager. Chazal tell us he was himself a Rosh Hashiva who was Doile imashke mitoiris rabbi. He was teaching, giving over what he had heard from Avram Avini. Eliezer was a great person. And Eliezer had a daughter. And no doubt, the daughter of Eliezer was also a special, special girl. She wasn't Stam. And Eliezer genuinely believed, not just because he wanted, he genuinely believed that his daughter was on the Madrega to marry Yitzchok Avini. And he asked Avram Avini, what's wrong with my daughter? Why don't you want to take my daughter for Yitzchok Avini? And Avram Avini answered him, and we all know Avram Avini told him, I'm sorry, Eliezer, I can't. You know why? Because you are Einikel of Chom. And Chom got a Kelola. You come from Canaan. Ata Ura Ebeni Borech. Ve'ein Ura Mizdabek Beborech. It doesn't go. This Shidduch is a non-starter. We can't go together. Explains Rebbi Elokim, what was Avram Avini telling him? Says Rebbe, was telling him this, Yisod. Eliezer was a big, big person, a great person. No doubt his daughter was also a special, special girl. But there was a problem. They were Einiklich from Canaan, from Chom. That means they had in them bad middas. There was bad middas there. So although she looked from the outside, and she was a chush of a girl, and Eliezer was a very chush of a person. Despite all of this, the problem was deep, deep inside her. What was her being? What was her essence? Her essence was an einikel of Canaan, Midas Ruois. I preferred to take a daughter of Basil, a sister of Lovon, who they are oivdei avoda zura, where that is a kilkul in the das, in the understanding, but they are not einiklich of Chom and Kanuam. They don't have that problem. And writes Reb Elia, I'll bring you another raya to this yesod. And he writes as follows. We know we've got a mitzvah of mechias Amulek. We have to destroy Amulek. Amulek is called the Rashis Goyim Amulek. They were the first nation to fight against Klal Yisrael. And because of that, we've got a mitzvah of Mechias Amulek. But despite this, this is a machloikus lemasa, machloikus reshoinim, of rebellion goes with those reshoinim who hold, that if an Amuleki wants to become a Ger Tzedek, he wants to become a Yid, we accept him into Klal Yisrael, and he's allowed to marry a regular Yid. although he comes from Amalek. Freik Reb Elia, but we know about Amoin Emoyev, says the Torah, Lo Yovoi Amoini Emoy Ovi Bekal Hashem. They are forbidden to come into Kahal Hashem. Why? Hadvashla Kibli Eschem Belechem of Amoyim. And they can't marry into Klal Yisroel. Freik Reb Elia Lopian, how can this be that Amalek is better than Amoin Emoyev? Amalek who tried to kill Klal Yisroel, they are better. And Amoin Emoyev, they're not allowed into Klal Yisroel. Can't marry Klal, and Amalek can. So Zuk Reb Elia, you know what the problem of Amalek was? It says in the Torah, Va'ata oyef v'yogeya, when Klal Yisroel was tired and exhausted, V'lo yurei elekim, goes on Amalek. And Amalek didn't have Yir Shemayim, so they came to attack us. Amalek is a lack of Yiras Elokim. Amoin Emoyev, they were Einik Lechavloit. And they knew fully well what's written in the Torah in last week's Pasha, that when the Rabbi Hashem was destroyed Sodom, V'yizke Elokim es Avrum V'yishlach es Loit Mitoicha Amapecha, Loit was only saved in the merit of Avrum Avini. Here, Amoin Emoyev, the Einikach of Loit, come and fight against Klal Yisroel, who they should have Akruz HaToiv to Klal Yisroel. This is a kilkel in Midos. Zuk Reb Elia, a kilkel in Midos is worse than a kilkel and a lack of Yerushalayim. Somebody is lacking Yerushalayim? We'll teach him, we'll show him, he can come to that level. So a person wants to become a ger, he's shown he has Yerushalayim. If he has Yerushalayim, we accept him into Klal Yisroel. Somebody who wants to become a Yid, but it's from Amoin Emoyev, that's a problem in Midos. Midos don't go away so easily. So Lo Yovoi Bekal Hashem. With this we understand what the Chabina Rov used to say when he was asked, what should one look for in a shidduch? One needs to know. You'll need to know in Yitz Hashem. What does one need to look for when one's looking to get married? Said the Chabina Rov, you need to look for three qualities. And that is Midas Toivois, Midas Toivois, and Midas Toivois. That's the three things you need to look for. Somebody has Midas Toivois, everything else will fall into place afterwards. If there isn't Midas Toivois, even if they have all the other qualities, then one shouldn't go into such a shidduch. And I found this Gepaskin Lahalucha. We know by benching, when there's three people, one has to bench Mezimen. And in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Aleph is written, who is the one who gets the benching? Who should one be mechaber to bench? Writes the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Aleph, Gudoil Mavorech. The Gudoil, he's the one who he should bench. That means if it's a private person's house, so the Balabais is allowed to bench if he wants to. But when it's not in a private house, you just got random people around the table, so one should give it to the Gudol. What does it mean, the Gudol? Explains the Mishnah Brira. Haini Gudol b'chochma shebechol ha-mesibim. The one who's the greatest Talmud Chochem, we understand, that's who you should be mechavad with benching. However, there is a Ramo, and the Ramo, not in Simon Reish Aleph, but in Simon Kif Pei Gimel, Siv Zayin, writes, Ein noisnin koishel bruch levorech ela letoiv ayin. One only gives the benching to somebody who's a toiv ayin. And in the Sefer Ksois HaShulchan in Simen Menvov, he explains that the Ramo is coming to be choylik on the Mechaba, or perhaps to explain the Mechaba. The Mechaba said, you always look for the greatest Talmud Chochem. Says Ramo, not so fast. That's if the Talmud Chochem is also a Toiv Ayin. But if he isn't a toiv ayin, then he doesn't get the benching. You give it to somebody who is a toiv ayin. If the Talmud Chochem is a toiv ayin, then of course he gets it, because he's a toiv ayin and a Talmud Chochem. But if the Talmud Chochem is not a toiv ayin, we know he hasn't got midas toivus, but he's a big Talmud Chochem. He's a genius. He's an Ilui. He can rattle off the whole of Shas on his fingers. He's a gewaltiger Gaon. But one knows, when you ask him to help for chesed, suddenly he's never got time, he can't manage, he's never there to help anybody, he never lifts a finger. And we have round the table somebody else who's a am ha'oretz midaraisa. He's never opened a gemara in his life, wouldn't know how to learn the gemara even if he tried. But he's a gewaltiger toiv ayin. You can always rely on him to help. He's always the one to volunteer. He's always in the front doing chasudim for everybody. A gewaltiger toiv ayin, says the Ramu, the toiv ayin, al pi halucha, comes before the Talmud Chochem. And this fits in with what we have been saying. If Avraham Avinu, if Eliezer understood that this is the middah, the most important quality, the toiv ayin, because that's what everything else rests on, everything else depends on. So we understand that an amuretz toiv ayin comes before a Talmud Chochem who's not a toiv ayin. And one can take this a stage further. The Mishnah says in Ovois, in Perek Hay, Kol mi sheyesh bo shlosh advarim haluli hi mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Anybody who has the following three midos, he is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. V'shloish advarim achayrim, if he has a different three midos, he's a Talmud of Bilam Arusha. Says the Mishnah as follows, Ayin Toiva. The first on the list is Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva, Riach Namicha, V'nefesh Shefela. Somebody's an Ayin Toiva, and he holds himself humble and low. He's not haughty. He is from the Talmud of Shel Avraham Avinu. However, somebody's Ayin Ro, he's always got a bad word, always looks at everybody in a critical, condescending way. Ayin Ro, V'riach Gavoya V'nefesh Rechova, and he's haughty, needs everything, he's never satisfied. Talmidov Shel Bilam Harusha. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains here that these three middas, Ayin Toiva, Riach Namicha, V'nefesh Nefela, writes Rabbeinu Yonah, they encompass all other middas toivas. All other middas toivas are included in under these three. If you have these three middas toivas, this is the way how to acquire all other middas toivas. So somebody who is an ayin toiva, like we were speaking, you know who he is? Sometimes we like to ask, tell me, where did this bucha learn? Which yeshiva? Emir Yeshiva, Ponovich, Slobodka, Vizhnitz, Bells, whatever. Tell me, who did he learn by? Who's his Rebbe? Who's his Rosh Yeshiva? Imagine we say, you know who his Rebbe is? His Rebbe is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is this person's Rebbe. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. If you have these three middos, you are a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. So we have two people sitting around the table. One of them is a Talmud Chochem, but he's an Ayin Ro. Says the Mishnah, yeah, he might be a Talmud Chochem, but he's got an Ayin Ro. He's from the Talmidim, from Bilam Harusha. On the other side of the table, we have somebody who's a big Amoretz, but he's got an Ayin Toiva, Zag Gittin Neshoma. He is a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. Now we understand, of course, a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, are we not going to give him benching? Of course he's going to get benching. So this is the Avoida. And with this we come back now to the original Gemara which we started. Chazal say, Mayasa Udam, V'yinutzel Mechevle Shel Mashiach. What should a person do? How can he save himself from the difficult times, from the suffering which will be Beikvus of Noshicha, the Chevlim Shel Mashiach? Tells us Chazal, Yasek b'toyre evigemilis chasudim. You have to be oisik in Torah. But just being oisik in Torah by itself is not good enough. You can be oisik b'toyre. But if you have achas v'shulem ayin ru, well, that's mitamid of shobila marusha. You need both things. Yasek b'toyre evigemilis chasudim. So this is the avoider that we need to work on. And we know from what we've heard, Nebuch, the terrible things that have gone on, we see here the sinner, the terrible hatred which Yishmuel has for Klal Yisroel. And Rabbeinu Bechai writes this, and the Rambam writes this as well, in a letter called Igeres Taimon. The Yidden in Yemen were suffering at the time at the hands of the local Muslim population. And they wrote a letter to the Rambam telling them of all their sufferings. And the Rambam wrote them back. And this is written in Rabbeinu Bechai as well in Parshas Vayera, that there's no nation which will hate Klal Yisroel as much as the Yishma'elim, and who will look to make Letzonus and to be mavaza, the covered of Klal Yisroel. So this is what we unfortunately have become, Nebuch, so aware of, the terrible sinner of Yishmuel. And when one hears about the sinas Yisroel, so that is us to a message that we need to work on our ahavas Yisroel. It needs to be zeh le'imas zeh. If we want to defeat the sinas Yisroel, which Yishmuel has for us, so we have to work on our ahavas Yisroel. The Chofetz Chaim writes in the Hagdoma to his Sefer Ahavas Chesed. He called this Sefer Ahavas Chesed because of a pusik in Sefer Micha. The pusik writes in Perek Vov, Higid l'chu udom ma'toiv ima Hashem doirish mimcho. What is Rabbi Shem asking from us? Ki im asois mishpat va'ahavas chesed. Rabbi Shem is asking for us to do mishpat, to keep the Torah, va'ahavas chesed. Explains the Chofetz Chaim that the pusik didn't say asois mishpat v'chesed. The pusik says, "Asois mishpat, to do mishpat, va'ahavas chesed, and to love chesed." It's not good enough just to do chesed, but we have to run after it. We have to love doing chesed. We should want to do chesed. And if we look in this story here of Eliezer with Rivka, we will find the same yesod. Asks the Mojit Sarebbe in his Sefer Divrei Yisroel, the Chora, this simon which Eliezer made was a difficult simon to understand. He's trying to test her to see the Midas HaChesed of Rivka. Water is free of charge. It didn't cost her anything. Why didn't he test her to see whether she's willing to spend some money, to do something, to buy something for him? Just to pour him another cup of water from a well, which is free anyway? That's not a groser chesed. A groser chesed is v'malosich kosten, when you pay for it from your own pocket. But here it was free of charge. So what was the great simon that he did? Zuk the Mojit Sereth Rebbe, he wasn't testing her to see whether she was willing to pay. He wanted to see, was she happy? Did she want to do this chesed? And this is what's written in the pusik. It's written in the pusik that Hine onoichi nitzov al ein hamoyim. Says Eliezer, I was standing by the water. V'hoyo ha'alma hayoytseis lishov. It'll be the alma. Alma means the girl who's going to go out to draw water. And I'm going to tell her, she's the one that you've chosen. Ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zecher Tzaddik Gevurah, in the Sefer Talmud Dekru. This This word Alma is only written twice in the whole of Tanakh. Once over here, and the second time in Parsha Shemois, when Miriam asked Basya, should I go and call a lady to go and nurse Moshe Rabbeini? Shteit in the Pusik Vatelech Alma Vatikras Eim Hayeled. The Alma, Miriam went, the girl went, and she called Yecheved to go and nurse Miriam. Asks the Gemara in Soitan Daf Yud Beis, what's this word Alma? What does it mean? We don't come across this word. Says the Gemara, Alma means when somebody is running very fast. Says the Gemara, Melamed Shahocha Bezrizus. She was running very fast. That's the word which is used when we want to say that. Alma means a girl running very fast. Right, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Eliezer wasn't testing Rivka just to see whether she would draw the water. He wanted to see, is she going to do it with her whole being? Is she going to run to do it? She's so excited to be able to do a chesed. The harvest chesed. If she's running to do the chesed, not just merely doing the chesed with a hard heart, have to do it, chanush kembreira, she wants to do it. And the Sforno writes this in a few words. Eliezer was watching Rivka's actions. He was wondering, Machish ladas hatzliach Hashem zdakoi. Is this the right one? Has he been matzliach? What was he thinking at the time? Writes the Sforno, Mishtoimim. He was taken aback. Al Rav Hazarizus Lasos Chesed. Not just merely on the fact that she did this Chesed, Al Rav Hazarizus, this Rizus that she had running to do this Chesed. He was totally taken aback. And then he said, this is the one to marry Yitzchak. So this is our Avoida now. Our Avoida is Mayasa Udam Vinutsa Mechevesh Mashiach. Yasek b'toyre evigemilis chasudim. Mufoshim explain, it doesn't say yilmoy toyre. Yasek b'toyre evigemilis chasudim. Should be oisek. That means you should immerse yourself. Immerse yourself into toyre. And immerse yourself into gemilis chasudim. You should be oisek gemilis chasudim. Oisek means this should be our essence. We should immerse ourselves into that. And then, just like this was the simon to show that Rivka, she was worthy of becoming the wife of Yitzchak Avini, the daughter-in-law of Avrum Avini, the mother of Yaakov Avini. She was worthy of being one of the Emuos HaKadoshes. So when we are Oisik, we immerse ourselves in Torah and Gemilas Chasudim, then we will, emit Shem, all be worthy of being saved from the Chevle Mashiach, and to greet Mashiach Tzidkeini, B'mheirev Yomeini, Amen.